Hey, everybody, welcome to Truth and Justice. This is another Down and Dirty bonus episode with no music, no frills, just an interview. And this one is with Becky's sister, Tanya. It's a shorter interview. I think it's under 20 minutes, but it's what I wanted you guys to hear. So make sure you hear everything that everyone connected to Becky's life had to say. So without any further ado, here's Tanya Friedley's interview.
Texas Ranger James Holland is a legendary interrogator. They call him the serial killer whisperer.
You can't hide those indications, and that's why yesterday I knew that he did it.
But now, shocking interrogation tapes reveal how the super cop really operates.
And that's why they asked me to come in, because I'm special.
From Something Else, The Marshall Project, and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Smokescreen. Just say you're sorry. Listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me ask you why we're down here to talk, so I already know why we're down here talking, okay? What we're trying to find out is, we're trying to find out what happened up there, okay? And try to figure out, you know, who's involved in this thing, okay? So what I want to do is just ask you, you know, how did you find out about the house fire?
My dad had been trying to call me morning on Monday. I just got off work, so I was sleeping. And he was trying to call my cell phone, and I was at home, and I was waiting for reception there. So he called the sheriff's department and had someone come by the house and wake me up and told me to call him.
This was Monday yesterday, right?
Yeah. So I got up.
Do you know about what time they came by your house?
I'm going to assume it. 9 or 10. Or 10. I called my dad, and my dad told me that he had gotten a phone call saying that my mom's house burned down and they found three bodies. And that Rebecca's car was there. He told me that he was driving down to down here so he could help and try to take care of things. And I told him I wanted to go. So I packed my stuff and I was supposed to meet him in Sacramento. And I was weary to drive down together, but my fiance wanted to go, so we took separate cars, but we met in Sacramento at around 11 o'clock.
How far is that from your house?
Sacramento is like, well, depends on what part. We met about an hour away from the house.
Okay. And you guys drove down?
And we drove down. Not here last night.
What's your fiance's name?
Brad.
Brad.
Huh?
Yes. Yeah. How old is he? The fireman?
Yes.
Who's here?
The other outcome.
Okay. So you guys met in Sacramento, you guys drove down here. And it was you and Brad and your dad and Lisa?
Yes.
What time did you guys get here yesterday?
I want to say 9 o'clock, but I'm not really sure that could have been that time. So, when is it?
Well, I talked to him.
When we
had originally, he thought he might go to the interview by 6.
Yeah, that was when it was going to happen.
That was the people left right then and there, I think. And I talked to him 7:30.
Whenever I hop.
Okay. Right. Do you know very much about what Becky's been doing? Or who her friends are?
I have no idea who her friends are. She pretty much goes to work and school, and I know she's got a couple of friends from school. High school. That she would hang out with.
Is that Clara and Janelle?
Yeah.
And she's been from the stump for quite some time, right?
Very, very.
What thoughts can you talk to
I talked to that person. Was on Friday or Saturday. I mean, your address, like, is in the way in the station now. She was fine. She was really excited about the way I see her. We talk about her coming up and visit me. She didn't say that anything to him. It wasn't a very long conversation, but...
You guys keep in pretty good contact with each other?
Yeah.
How have you guys talked?
About once a week.
Mm-hmm. And she hasn't expressed any problems she might be having at home, or with friends, or you know, she's going to college the desert. Right, she's taking UNT classes.
She really likes school, and she likes her job, and she never said anything that anything's wrong.
Okay. And you obviously lived up there before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, did you just live there when your mom and dad were married?
No, I lived there for a short time when John and my mom were together.
Okay. Do you know how long ago that was?
Yeah, it was 14. So 8, 9 years ago.
And when you lived there, did you see any problems with John or anything your mom was doing?
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I hate him. He's a horrible, horrible person.
Why is that?
The way he treated us kids, he's just a jerk. And then I moved out because I couldn't get along with him. I wanted to go with my dad, and I know, you know, it's been the same thing with Rebecca and Drew, but nothing to the extent of, you know, criminal or anything like that.
Do you know anything about any drug use that he's involved with?
I've always suspected, but I don't know for sure. I know that he always, you know, he didn't want to pay his child support and always did under the table jobs, so he didn't have to pay it.
He has a couple of kids too, right?
Yeah.
And did you ever talk to them?
The last time I spoke to them was when I was in high school, because he has a daughter in my family.
Okay. And you guys went to school down here together?
She went to Washington. I never went to school with her.
You went to Palm River, right? Do you know if or who John hangs out with? Does he have any friends that come by?
I have no information on him.
When was the last time you talked to him?
Since I was 14, I have no reason to speak with him.
You're saying that he was just a jerk? I mean, did he hit you guys, or did he do it?
No, he just yelled a lot. It was just complete. And he was sometimes bipolar, crazy.
How did you treat your mom?
I don't remember.
You don't remember how you treat your mom? Did she ever tell you?
Yeah, I don't remember that close.
When was the last time you talked to her?
I don't see you.
Okay. So you guys don't really keep in close contact? Is that because of John?
We never really got along.
You and your mom?
It's just kind of one of those things.
Mm-hmm. You just hear him on special occasions once in a while, or?
Yeah.
Okay. And during that time, after you moved out, Drew and Becky lived there still, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did they ever express any concerns about anything going on at the house?
They didn't like John, but that was about it.
Just because of the volume, kind of up and down. Demeanor. Okay. Did he ever say anything to you about any drug use or any of his friends that come over that were kind of shady or, you know, anything like that?
She would know more about that, but I have no information.
Okay. Does your mom have any close friends that you know of? Was there any friends like maybe she went to school with that she still keeps in contact with that lives out here or close by?
Maybe she's got some friends at work, but I don't know them.
Do you know where she's working?
The last I heard, she was working at Macy's.
Okay. How long ago was that you heard that?
A year ago.
When you talked to her?
Yeah. It might have been a little
bit. So since, like, the last year, Becky, or Drew hasn't been there, right?
Right.
Okay. But Becky's been living up there?
Yeah.
And she hasn't said anything about mom's job or...
No.
Alright. Has Becky ever talked to you about maybe wanting to hurt herself or has she ever been depressed?
No. That's not Becky.
So she's never mentioned any type of concerns at all to you when you guys are in contact? Yeah. Okay.
No, she never
did. If somebody wanted to hurt them, do you know if there's anybody that was in that neighborhood or anybody that they've had problems with?
Becky never had problems with anybody. Not anything serious. She's a kid stuff, but...
She ever talked to you about any boyfriend or anything like that? Do you know any of her boyfriends?
She was dating this guy named Robert. They've been breaking up for some time. She wasn't, you know, she didn't have to be somebody. She kind of likes being single.
Did she ever have any problems with Robert?
No.
Okay, do you know, do you know who Jacob is?
I know Jacob is a guy she had a couple dates with.
Not a real serious relationship kind of a thing? Not like, no?
No. Not that I'm aware of.
Did she talk to you about things like that?
Sometimes.
Did she never mention anything about one of the boyfriends acting funny or making threats or... Did Bank ever talk to you about her MySpace? Did you guys ever go online and...
No, I don't have online. From work, I'm pretty familiar with my page. I know she is out off the internet, but I know she has an account.
She's never seen her web page or anything like that.
No.
So besides Clarissa and Janelle, as far as girls go, you don't know any other really close friends that she has? Does she ever talk about anybody at work, or has she mentioned anything to you about...
When we talked, we just talked about family and us, and a lot recently in the past year, and, you know, she's been going to school, and I started a new job, and I hadn't seen her in almost 2 years, and I was begging her and pleading her to come up and visit me.
How long have you been up north now?
I'm not like 3 years old.
And before you were up in Over Island?
My kennel.
That's where you went to the academy? Mm-hmm. Did you work for them at all?
2 years.
And then you got old up to?
Over Island.
So you have 3 years on right now? Did she ever say anything about... You know, like, hey, I was at the mall shopping today, and it was really strange because I came up to my car, and there was a guy there, or something happened, or, you know, anything out of the blue?
I don't think that she would tell me stuff like that, because she knows I worry about her a lot down here. So, and then we talked about that, because, she doesn't ever tell me stuff, because I always have to find it out for the family member. Because I get too much, because she is down here by herself, and
Do you know, has she ever talked to you about any drug use she might be doing? Smoking weed or anything?
I heard a long time ago. When she was in high school, she tried it, but I know that she wasn't addicted or it wasn't a real thing.
Would it surprise you if some of her friends said she smoked pot on?
No.
That would surprise you? But as far as, I mean, I've known Becky for a long time too. Yeah. She's always done school, you know, she always, you know, working. It's never been a problem like that, so. You don't see that being a problem either?
No.
When you lived up there, or since that time, has Drew or Becky ever mentioned any problems they may have with any of the neighbors up there?
Up there, we're supposed to talk to neighbors. It's a community where we're staying as well.
I know the houses are pretty far apart and all that.
I mean, when we're kids, we talk to the neighbors because we play with the neighbors too. You know, that we're older, I know that we don't have any contact with the neighbors.
How has your mom been dating John?
9 or 10 years.
Is that about the, you said you were 14? Is that when they started dating, or is that when he moved down, or did they date for a little while before he moved down?
Not really.
Do you know how she met him?
Have no idea. Mm-hmm.
And you never talked to her about that, so you got on real close?
Well, I mean, I know that you did, man, because none of us were happy about them. But, wasn't much
is there anything that you can think of that may help me in my investigation that I'm asking you?